Okay, we will begin Parshas Vayigash, the ultimate reunion between Yosef and his brothers, but I don't want to focus on that this week, but I actually want to focus on the reunion, which is an interesting reunion, between Yosef and Paro, but really between Paro and Yaakov. A very fascinating dialogue that takes place at the end of the Parsha, and the Parshas Vayigash, between the Yaakov and Paro. So let's take a look at the Psukim. In different contexts over the years, we've pointed out some very, very interesting things about the definition of life, chayim. And I pointed out that when the Torah uses the word chayim, more often than not, chayim doesn't necessarily mean life in terms of quantity of years, but rather life can often be defined as quality, or what we call qualitative years. I've discussed this in Parshas Emor, discussed this during the Yom HaNoraim time period, but I'd like to take a look at this definition of life, chayim, quality of life, in terms of the Sefer Bereishis and really the end of Sefer Bereishis, specifically Parshios Vayigash and Vayechi. So if you take a look in Perek Mem Zayin, that is when Yosef tells Paro that his father Yaakov has come, and Paro is extraordinarily kind, very giving and philanthropic, and only wants to help Yosef and his family. And in Paro's language, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Paro tells him, "Vayavo Yosef Yagil Paro v'yomer Avi v'achav etzon v'karam v'chol ashalem bo meretz Kanan v'hinam v'eretz Goshen." So Yosef announces the arrival of his family, and then Paro says to him in Pasuk Gimel, "Vayomer Paro alachav ma'masechem." Paro asks Yosef, "What is the occupation of your brothers? What do they do?" Vayomrel Paro, "Roet son avadecha, we are shepherds. Gam anachnu gam avoseinu." That's what we did in Canaan. That was our occupation. That's what we did. We were shepherds. Vayomru el Paro, "Logur ba'aretz banu. We have come to live in the land of Egypt. Ki ein mire latzon ashel avadecha. There is no food. There's no pasture. There's nothing for our flock to eat. Ki chavid harav be'aretz Canaan. Because the famine is very, very hard, very difficult in the land of Canaan. Ve'ata, now yeshvu navadecha be'aretz Goshen. Now we have settled in the land of Goshen. Vayomer Paro el Yosef lemer, avicha ve'achecha bo'elecha. Paro tells Yosef, your father and your brother have come. Listen to this. Eretz Mitzrayim lefanecha. The land of Egypt is in front of you. B'meitav ha'aretz husha v'esavecha. Give your father, give your brothers, give your family the best, the finest, the most apropos part and portions of the land of Egypt and Eretz Goshen. Yeshu b'Eretz Goshen. Vim yadata v'yesh b'm anshei chayel v'samtem sari mikne ala shali. If there are capable men among them, appoint them to be the in charge of the livestock. So that is a very, very basic, nice, kind communication dialogue that takes place between Yaakov and Paro, Yosef making the introduction. Paro is very magnanimous and is willing to give them anything and everything that they need, invites them into the land, understands that there is no food, pasture, and anything that is available for all of the flock that Yosef's family has back in Canaan. And therefore, Eretz Goshen is theirs, b'meitav haaretz, in the finest and the best part of the land they shall settle. Vayamideu lifnei Paro. And Yosef brought Yaakov and presented him in front of his father. And listen to this. Vayivarech Yaakov es Paro. Yaakov blessed Paro. Very nice. A beautiful thing to do. Vayomer Paro el Yaakov. And Paro says to Yaakov, Kama yimei shnei chayecha. How old are you, Yaakov? Stop. So far, the communication has been very, very understandable. They're very kind to each other, very, very appropriate to each other. They exchange very, very nice pleasantries. And not only that, but Yaakov gives a bracha to Paro. And then Paro pulls a fast one. Paro asks what seems to be a very strange question, a question that's not necessarily within the realm of understandable. Paro asks Yaakov, how old are you? Kama yimei shnei chayecha. How old are you, Yaakov? And Yaakov responds, Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, yimei shnei migurai, the years of my sojourn, shloshim umeas shana, 130 years. Me'at v'roim hayu yomai, My days were very difficult, bitter, hard. And I will not, and I have not lived to the ripe old age of my father and my grandfather, referencing, of course, Yitzchak and Avram. So a conversation that seems to be very understandable, very kind, exchanging pleasantries, all of a sudden changes shift, and the gears go almost in absolute reverse, like a 180-degree shift. Very awkward exchange and dialogue that all of a sudden ensues. Immediately after Yaakov giving a bracha to Paro, Paro asks Yaakov, how old are you? And Yaakov responds, very, very bad. My days are terrible. They're very difficult. And Yaakov doesn't answer the question simply saying 130 years, but rather he says, the years of my sojourn are 130 years. They're very short, very bad, very difficult, and I'm not living up to the days of my father and my grandfather. What we need to do is address and understand this dialogue. Why in the world was Paro asking Yaakov how old he was? And why did Yaakov respond with such a difficult, painful, and depressing response? Not only will he not live to the life of his father and grandfather, but more than that, the days of his life are very difficult. In the Sefer Das Akenim and Balei Tosfos, those are the Balei Tosfos of the Rishonim, it's found in some, in the back of some Mikros Gedolos. He quotes an unbelievable medrash, a medrash that is very, very difficult to understand, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the late Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, in his Sefer Sichos Musar, in Maimer Gimel, in a beautiful, beautiful piece called Osher HaChaim, picks up upon. And I'd like to discuss that with you this morning and use that as a springboard to really understand Parshas Vayigash Vayechi and really understand Sefer Bereishis in totality, especially as we bring Sefer Bereishis to an end with these latter Parshas of Vayigash and Vayechi. Listen to this medrash that the Das Kanim and the Balei Tosfos quote as follows. Bisha, says the medrash, Bisha shomer Yaakov avinu leparo, the moment that Yaakov said to Paro, Me'at viroim hayu yimei shnei chayai, the days of my life were very difficult, embittered, challenging, hard, full of pain and suffering. I dealt with Esav, I dealt with Lavan, I dealt with the loss of my son Yosef and the abduction of my daughter Dina. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, Ani miltaticha me'esav milavan, I saved you from Esav and from Lavan. It's true it was difficult the years that you were living in the house of Lavan. It's true you suffered bitterly in the life and the times and the years that you battled with your brother, your twin Esav. However, continues the Medrash, I saved you from them. V'chzarti l'chaz Dina ves Yosef, I brought Dina back to you. I allowed you to reunite with Yosef. And you're complaining about your life that it's short-lived and difficult and painful. The amount of years and the amount of days in the pasuk, starting from the question that Paro asked you, how old are you? Until your response, those amount of words in those psukim are going to be lost from your life. And the Daskene Balei Tosfos count the words in the pasuk, Veim Lamed Gimel Tevos. There are 33 letters. So if you open up your Chumash and you take a look in these two psukim, starting with Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Ches, when Paro asks the question to Yaakov, how old are you? Until the end of Pasuk Tes, where Yaakov responds that I am 130 years old and the days of my life are difficult and painful and challenging. And I suffered and I went through trials and tribulations, says the Das Kene Balei Tosfos that there are 33 words. If you count the psukim in Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes, indeed, you will see that there are 33 words. And it's those 33 years that are removed, that are taken away from Yaakov's life as a result of him responding to the question that Paro asked him, how old are you? In a very, very difficult, depressing, in a glass half empty way. Thus, God punishes Yaakov as a result of his response. Now, if you're curious and wondering, how could it be that Yaakov loses years of his life based upon every word in these two psukim? because Yaakov didn't say 33 words. He responded to the question that Paro asked him. And if you look in Pasuk Ches, there are Vayomer Paro el Yaakov, Kami Meshne Chayecha. How many words are in Pasuk Ches? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 psukim in Pasuk Ches, and those are the 8 words that Paro asked Yosef. So why should Yaakov lose out 8 years based upon the words that Paro asked him? That wasn't a response. It was simply the fact that Paro asked him, how old are you? Therefore, Yaakov was forced to respond. So really, Yaakov should not lose 33 years of his life. He should use 33 minus 8. Those 8 years are simply the question that Paro asked Yosef, Yaakov. So why does Yaakov lose those 8 years as well? So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musar Maimer Gimel, in a beautiful piece called Osher HaChaim, says as follows. What the Das Kanim and Balei Tosfos are teaching us, that the reason that Yaakov lost those 8 years and 33 years in total is because his face and his attitude and his total composure and makeup was so difficult, and he looked so bad that Paro was forced to ask him that question. It didn't match. The way that Yosef described his father, Yaakov, and looking at this man who had a family who just emigrated and came from Canaan to Mitzrayim, it didn't match the way he looked and the wrinkles on his face. And the tears that were embossed on his face were so, so difficult and so painful that Paro was forced to ask him, how old are you? So that strange question that Paro asks him, which seems to be out of the blue and inappropriate. And yes, maybe it was. Maybe you shouldn't have asked him that. But nonetheless, what we understand from reading the Pasuk, the way the Das Kanim understands, is that Paro asks him a question which seems to be far afield, as a result of the way that Yaakov looked. And therefore, if you add the words in the psukim, in Perek Mem Zayin, psukim Ches and Tes, it equals 33. And therefore, according to the Das Kanim and the Balei Tosfos, Yaakov lost 33 years of his life because of the fact that he looked a particular way. I don't remember who the saying is said in the name of, maybe Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, or maybe an earlier, as maybe it's the Kutzker Rebbe already said, that if a person looks sad, but if a person has a certain demeanor or a certain composure, that's your problem. But your face is a reshus harabim. Your face is a public domain. Just because you're sad or because you're upset, you're down and depressed and melancholy, don't put it on somebody else. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a face. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a panim. Your panim, your face, represents your pnim, your internality. And therefore, of course, it's going to bring a certain sense out. Your exterior is going as a representation of your interior. As the Sefer Chinuch often comments, that chitzonius is ma'or the pnimius, a person's external attitude and a person's external actions and a person's external face certainly is a representation of their internal feelings. That's why panim and pnim are the same word, the Maharal says. But nonetheless, the Kutzker Rebbe of Yaakov Kamenetsky noted that your panim is a reshus harabim. It's a public domain. And that is going to have an impact on people and who see you and who you're around. And therefore, that's the pshat in this pasuk, that Paro was forced to ask Yaakov, how old are you? How old are you? Because he looked so bad. He looked so difficult. And it's true, he suffered from Yosef. And it's true, he suffered from Dina. And it's true, he suffered from Lavan and from Esav. But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, look, look. Things can be different. Things are different. I brought you back, Dina. I brought you back, Yosef. I saved you from Lavan. I saved you from Esav. It's true, you found yourself in the throes of challenges and difficulties. But at the end of the life, begin to connect the dots backward and see how good things have turned out for you. It doesn't make sense. You look the way that you do. And of course, the response that Yaakov gives, Ma'at v'royim, hayu yimei shnei chayei, v'lo hasigus yimei shnei chayei avosai b'mei megureihem. I didn't live the amount of years, and I won't live the amount of years as my father and my grandfather, as Yitzchak and Avram. And as a result of this, Yaakov is punished, loses 33 years of his life. This Das Zakenim and this Balei Atosos and this exchange, dialogue between Yaakov and Paro really brings out something very, very essential and central in Parshas Vayigash Vayechi. And that is, as I mentioned at the outset, that Chayim, life, and the definition, the translation of the word life, doesn't just mean the amount of years that one has on this world or in this world. But rather, Chaim is defined as quality. And here what Yaakov says is that I didn't have the quality of life that I wanted. I didn't live the life that I had expected. It's true, I lived 130 years. But number one, I didn't have the quantity of years as my father, my grandfather. And number two, the quality of years was not the same as well. And the Torah Tamima explains very similarly that when the brothers meet Yosef, what does Yosef say to them? Ani Yosef in Parshas Vayigash, the famous words, three words, Ha'od Avi Chai, is my father alive? Asks the Torah Tamima, of course he's alive. Yosef was told by the brothers moments ago, Yesh lanu av zaken v'yeled zikutinim katan. We have an aged, older father back in Canaan and a young, young brother. His name is Binyamin. So Yosef knows that his father is alive. Why is the first thing that he says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai, is my father alive? And the Torah Tamima explains, like the Das Kanim and the Balei Tosfos, that Yosef wasn't asking, is his father alive? Literally. He knew that his father's heart was beating. But Ha'od Avi Chai, says the Torah Tamima, is my father alive? Is he living? Does he have the quality of life? And really, this was a jab at his brothers, because what Yosef was telling his brothers, it's true, my father is alive, but he's not really living. Look what you've done to him. Look what you pain and the suffering that you've put him through. You forced me and you've thrown me into the pit. You sent me to Egypt. And yes, it's true that we will reunite. But Ha'od Avi Chai, is my father still able to be alive? Can he really feel the passion, the ecstasy, the excitement, the enthusiasm of life? Does he really see the world? And is he really feeling alive? Does he have that quality of life? And it's almost a rhetorical question, says the Torah Tamima. Ha'od Avi Chai doesn't mean as we always thought it meant. Is my father alive? Yes, he's alive. And I know he's alive. Of course he's alive. I know the whole story. I've heard you talking. I've heard you talking behind closed doors. I've heard you tell me explicitly that your father is alive. My father, Yaakov, is alive. Yesh lanu av zaken. But what Yosef was telling his brothers is, you've killed my father. He's not alive. He's living dead because you have not allowed him to live and to appreciate, because I've been taken away. Ha'od Avi Chai is not simply a question, but it's a fact. It's a statement that you have not allowed my father to live the life that he had wanted to live. And with this explanation of the Das Kanim and the Balei Tosfos, in this interlude, in this exchange, in the dialogue between Yaakov and Paro, and the pshat and the explanation that we've given of the Torah Tzimim and the Pasuk Ha'od Avi Chai, if you turn to the beginning of next week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, you'll have a new understanding of a Pasuk that is very, very difficult to read. The first Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Zayin. Pasuk Chavches, although it's the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, says it's really a continuation of Parshas Vayigash. It's part of the same Perek, Perek Mem Zayin, that we're learning. Perek Mem Ches is the beginning of the 48th chapter, and that is the new Parsha, Parshas Vayechi. But the worst Pasuk in the Parsha that we know, Parshas Vayechi, reads as follows. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Reshana. Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years. Vayhi yemei Yaakov shnei chayav, and the years that Yaakov lived, sheva shanim ve'arbaim umei shana. He lived 147 years in total. Remember, we just finished learning the pasuk where Yaakov tells Paro that he's 130 years old. Here Yaakov lives, as the pasuk tells us, for 17 years in Egypt, and then dies at the ripe old age of 147, not the age that Yitzchak dies, not the age that Avram dies, younger than both his father and his grandfather, but a total of 147 years. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Schreiber, both ask on this pasuk, and I believe others make this point as well. The Gesher Chaim of Rav Tukachinsky notes this as well, that the Torah here in this pasuk divides the pasuk into two parts. Number one, it tells us how many years Yaakov lived in Egypt, 17. And then the Torah tells us how many years Yaakov lived in total. Ask Hassam Sofer and the Netziv and the Gesher HaChaim, why does the Torah tell us how many years Yaakov lived in Egypt for? Why is that important to us? All I want to know is when and how many years Yaakov lived. He lived for 147 years. Why does the Torah tell us Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim 17 Shana? That he lived for 17 years in Egypt. Now that we know that he lived 17 years in Egypt, he lived a total of 147 years. Furthermore, we just learned in the beginning of Perek Mem Zayin, how old was Yaakov? 130. So if we know Yaakov is 130, we know certainly that Yaakov lived for 17 years in Egypt because he died at 147. The Torah doesn't say anything superfluous. Why does the Torah tell us that Yaakov lived for 17 years in Egypt? Listen to the answer of the Netziv, the Chassam Sofer, and the Gesher HaChaim. And they say exactly what the Das Kainer, the Baal HaTosaf said, and they say exactly what the Torah Tmimah says. Look at the first word in the Pasuk. Vayechi. What does Vayechi mean? Yaakov lived. For the first time in his life, Yaakov lived. For how many years? For 17 years. For 17 years, Yaakov had quality of life. Up until then, 130 years, as Yaakov told Paro, Me'at viroim hayu yimei shnei chayai. My life was difficult. It was horrible. It was painful. I suffered trials and tribulations. Esav and Lavan, Yosef and Dina. All of a sudden, Yaakov gets to Mitzrayim. Vayechi, he's alive. He's reunited with his son Yosef. And he begins to look back at those first 130 years. And he begins to see his nachas. His sons are getting along. He sees grandchildren. Vayechi, Yaakov, Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvaaser Shana. Yaakov is alive. Finally, quality of life. After those 130 most difficult, challenging years. More challenging than the years of Yitzchak and the life of Yitzchak, his father. More challenging and difficult than the life of his grandfather Avram. Finally, Yaakov can breathe and he sighs a sigh of relief and a smile emerges on his face that's been embittered for 130 years as he told Paro. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvaaser Shana, because the word Vayechi and the word Chayim doesn't translate simply as quantity of years, but Vayechi means life, quality of years. Ha'od avi chai. Chayim means to live with vivaciousness, with excitement, with enthusiasm, with passion. And that Yaakov only had for these 17 years. And thus explains the Netziv, the Chassam Sofer, and the Gesher HaChaim. That's why the Torah divides the pasuk into two. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvaaser Shana. I need to know that for the 147 years in the life of Yaakov, 17 of them were quality of life. 130 of them were quantity of years. And thus the Torah divides and tells us these 17 years were chayim, were enthusiastic, were exciting, were full and full. But for the full years of 147, only 17 years of those were. Thus, if you look in Parshios Vayigash and Vayechi, as we have just described, a theme that seems to emerge in these two Parshios, and specifically Perek Mem Zayin, chapter 47, one of the last prakim in all of Sefer Bereishis, speaks to who Yaakov was and the translation and the definition of Chaim life as often as it's mistranslated. But thus we see in the Torah and the great Mefarshim describe to us that Chaim can't be translated as quantity, but Chaim has to be translated as quality. People can live very long lives, but they're not alive. People can live very short amount of years and they lived. And thus the Torah tells us the definition of life is not just quantity, but rather it's quality. And this was the challenge and the difficulty that Yaakov had. This is what he explains to Paro. This is what Yosef really rebukes his brothers for when he tells them, Ha'od Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai, he's not alive. And only in these last 17 years of his life do we see Yaakov finally alive. What I would like to do with this background and this explanation of the life of Yaakov is try to share with you and show you and explain to you how others lived life in difficult predicaments similar to that of Yaakov and how they had a different take on life. One individual or one great person, and that is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is often referred to as the Regel Haravi, the fourth leg on the chariot. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the Avos, and David HaMelech is considered to be the fourth leg, the Regel Haravi. If anybody suffered and had a difficult life, as you know from learning Navi, it was David HaMelech. David, sometimes I like to explain, similar to the life of Yosef, who we're learning about in Parshas Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash, a lot of similarities. David HaMelech was the youngest. David was picked on by his brothers, not only because of his age, but because they saw that there was something there. Like Yosef, he was a shepherd. David, too, was a shepherd. Like David was battled and embittered and thrown away, so too David was. Just like David became a great, great leader and Melech Yisrael, so too Yosef did. But David and Melech had great challenges, physical challenges, emotional challenges. And of course, David battled in war and David was fought against. David's kingdom was ripped away from him, or tried to have been ripped away from him, from his own family members, just like Yosef's kingdom and Yosef's reign was tried to be taken away from him. Thus, there are many similarities in the life and the lives of David and Yosef. But David also suffered internally from his family, as I just mentioned, with Bathsheba, with his sons. But David HaMelech says a pasuk that we all know in Tehillim, that we say in Hallel, Yosor Yisaraniya Vilamaves Lo Nesanani. And in that sefer, Sichos Musar, Chaim Shmulevitz, in that Maimer Gimel titled Osher HaChaim, quotes and explains that what David HaMelech is saying, I've suffered terribly, just like you, Yaakov. You suffered from Lavan and from Esav. You suffered from Dina and from Yosef. I too suffered. My own son Avshalom tried to kill me. People mocked me. My kingdom was ripped away from me. It was split in half. I was thrown asunder, thrown aside by my own family members. Nonetheless, Yasur Yasarani Ka, HaKadosh Baruch, you could give me trials and tribulations, tests and suffering. Vilamaves lo nesanani. There's one thing I don't want, and I don't want death. Because I know that life with all of its yisurim, life with all of its challenges and its difficulties, and its ups and its downs, its highs and its lows, its pain and its difficulties, it's worth every minute of it. Yasur Yasarani Ka, says David HaMelech, and there's nobody who could say this more than David HaMelech. You could challenge me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could throw me to the dumps, just like Yosef was. There's one thing that I don't want, and that's death, because I recognize what life is about. It's not just about the quantity. It's not just about the time that I am here in Olam HaZeh, but it's about the quality of life. And David HaMelech, even with his challenges, similar to Yaakov, similar to Yosef, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, was teaching us all a lesson in suffering, a lesson in difficulties, a lesson in challenges. Yasur Yasarani Ka, Kadosh Baruch, you could test me, you could challenge me, but I'm going to stand back up. I'm going to stand strong and I'm going to be strong. Lamavis Lona Sanani, this is not going to put me out for the count. I'm not going to go down. I will not die, but I will continue to live because that's what I can do and that's what I know I can do. That's what I should do. And therefore, David HaMelech teaches us this lesson. But it's not just David HaMelech. The famous Navi, the prophet Yonah, four short prakim, and you read the life and the times, the story of the prophet Yonah, again, you see an individual who's similar to Yaakov, similar to Yosef, similar to David, went through enormous, enormous challenges, difficulties, pain and suffering, sent on a mission to save the city of Nineveh. He doesn't want to go. And then he puts himself on the ship because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him on this nevuah. And he gets on the ship and the ship is about to sink. And everybody knows it's Yonah's fault and Yonah's thrown off the boat. And when the pasuk says that Yonah is about to be thrown off the boat, the Torah reports, the pasuk reads, Sa'uni v'hitiluni alayam, which literally means raise me up when you throw me out and then dump me into the sea. Rabbi Avram Grzinski, the great mashkiach of the Slabatka Yeshiva, who was murdered in the Ninth Fort, quoted this pasuk, and he asked the question, how could it be that as Yonah is being thrown off the ship, he says, Sa'uni v'hitluni alayam. The pasuk should just read, throw me in. Sa'uni means lift me up. Lift me up and throw me into the sea. And Rabbi Avram Grzinski, who was taken to the hospital prior to dying, prior to the Nazis burning down the hospital, explained the pshat in the pasuk as follows. Because Yonah understood that one more second of life is so valuable. Therefore, Sa'uni, when you throw me overboard, Don't just dump me and drop me and throw me vertically into the sea, but throw me horizontally, sa'uni, so I can have another breath of life. Because one breath of life, another quality of life, another breath of fresh air is so valuable. It's so important and it's so meaningful. Sa'uni vihitiluni el hayam. Thus you see individuals who are challenged and went through such pain and suffering, the likes of David HaMelech and the likes of Yonah Hanavi, understood that life is so valuable, so precious, and so important, and therefore it's worth every second, even with all the difficulties, with all the pain, and with all the suffering. And this is exactly what Yaakov Avinu in our parsha is taken to task for. He's taken to task for not appreciating the first 130 years of his life. Me'at viroyim hayu yemei shnos chayai. My life was very difficult. And he should have been able to see life differently, the way that David HaMelech saw it, the way that Yonah HaNavi saw it. And because he didn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took years off of his life. He loses 33 years of his life. Not only does he lose the years when he says in Pasuk Mem, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Tes, that my life was difficult and pain and suffering, and I didn't reach the life of my father, my grandfather. But even because he looked a certain way, that forced Paro to ask the question, Kama Yimei Shnei Chayai, how old are you? That itself was a reason for Yaakov to lose another 8 years of his life, 37 years total. Thus, what emerges from the end of Parshas Vayigash and the beginning of Parshas Vayechi is that Chayim must be defined as quality of life, and we need to be able to appreciate, to understand how to live and how to appreciate everything that we have, even with the challenges that we go through. In that light, I would like to share with you two other critical psukim in Sefer Bereishis, both a pasuk when it comes to the life of Adam HaRishon and a pasuk when it comes to the life of Avram Avinu. And as I noted, the Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, he explains the psukim that I referred to in Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi, that Chaim doesn't mean quantity, but rather Chaim means quality. The Netziv has this running theme throughout his classic work, his magnum opus, Ha'emek Dover, which is his five-volume work on the Chamisha Chumshei Torah of Talit Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, was the Velarjana Rashi Yeshiva. And in the shiurim that he gave every, I believe, Friday night, ultimately, which became the Sefer Ha'emek Dover, classic work, Ala Torah, he has a running theme that anytime the Torah uses the word Chayim, life, or Chai, living, it doesn't mean quantity of years, but rather means quality. And that, he explains, is what every Jew, every human being needs to shoot for. Living years of quality, not just quantity. If you take a look back in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, chapter 5, verse 5, the Torah tallies the years of the life of Adam HaRishon. And when the Torah tallies the years of Adam HaRishon, the Torah says as follows, Vayihu kolimei Adam asher chai tisha me'o shana u'shloshim shana v'yamos. Adam HaRishon lived for 930 years, quite a long life. 930 years is the total years of the life of Adam HaRishon. Ask the Netziv, read the pasuk a little bit more carefully. Vayihu kolimei Adam asher chai, who lived, Shameos Shana Ushloshim Shana Vayamos, 930 years. Asks the Netziv, there are two extra words in the Pasuk. Asher Chai, that lived. The Pasuk should read, Vayi Kol Yimei Adam, Shameos Shana Ushloshim Shana Vayamos. The years of the life of Adam HaRishon were 930 years. Why does the Torah add the two words Asher Chai, that he lived? Vayi Kol Yimei Adam Asher Chai. Of course, we're giving the tally of the years of the life of Adam HaRishon. Why is the Torah saying the amount of years that Adam lived were 930, that he lived? Listen to what the Netziv says. The Netziv is coming to tell us that 930 years were the amount of years that he lived. That is the quantity of years. But in those 930 years that Adam HaRishon lived, Asher Chai, he was living. He was alive, vivacious, exciting, full of life, quality of life. Thus, the years that Adam lived, the quantity of years matched the quality of years. And Adam HaRishon, like David HaMelech, like Yonah, like Yaakov, had awesome struggles. Adam HaRishon committed the worst sin. He was thrown out of Gan Eden. It's all because of him that we suffer, that we were thrown out of Gan Eden, and Adam HaRishon has to carry that on his shoulders. He was thrown out of Gan Eden with his wife Chava. But nonetheless, in those 930 years that he lived, Asher Chai, we're full of life, we're full of excitement, we're full of passion, we're full of living. And therefore the Torah goes out of its way to describe that the quantity of years of the life of Adam match the quality of life of the years of Adam, 930 years quantitatively and 930 years qualitatively. And thus the Pasuk adds the two words, Asher Chai. If you take a look similarly in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 25, verse 7, again in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Chayisara, we're now going to match and look to the life of Avram. You remember Yaakov said, I didn't live the same amount of years as my father, as my grandfather. How long did Avram live? We all know Avram lived 175 years. Look at the Pasuk very carefully. Take a look. The end of Parshas Chayisara, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Hey, the Torah tells us, Ve'ele yimei shnei chai Avram asher chai. These are the amount of years that Avraham lived. The Torah tells us exactly. Me'a shana v'shivim shana v'chamei shanim. 175 years. We all know that Avram died at 175. Again, asks the Netziv, the same Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, as he did in Perek Hey Pasuk Hey, and as he did in Parshas Vayigash and Vayichi, asks the question, why does the Torah add two words, asher chai? That he lived. The Torah should just say, Eli me shnei chaye Avraham, mea shana, shivim shana v'chamesh shanim. Avram lived for 175 years. Why does the Torah add those two words, asher chai, that he lived? And again, says the Netziv, just like he says by Adam HaRishon, the 175 years in the life of Avram, quantitatively, matched 175 years qualitatively. That Avram's life was full quantitatively and qualitatively. He lived with such passion, such excitement, such enthusiasm. He looked for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi bal habira. He brought God to this world. He taught monotheism to the world. He suffered terribly from Yishmael. We all know that. But even with that challenge, he was still alive. Asher Chai. He was living. And thus now we understand even deeper. When Yaakov Avinu tells Paro, I didn't match the years of the life of my father and my grandfather. What Yaakov is saying is not only did I not match the years of my life, of my father, my grandfather, in terms of the quantity of years that they lived, but the quality of years of my life didn't match the quality of years in the life of my father, my grandfather. My grandfather, Avram Asher Chai, was alive for 175 years. Avram Avinu Zakin Baba Yamim. He never for a moment stopped breathing. He was always full of energy and excitement. He lived 175 years fully to the end. Asher Chai, full of life quantitatively and qualitatively. On that pasuk, the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, quotes the very famous pasuk that many of us are familiar with. Ki hi orech yamim ushnos chayim. These are the amount of days, orech yamim ushnos chayim, and years of life. Asks the Netziv on that pasuk, it seems superfluous, redundant. Orech yamim, and then shnos chayim. What does that mean? Orech yamim, length of days, shnos chayim, years of life. And the Netziv on that pasuk explains that it's exactly my theme throughout Sefer Bereishis, that chayim doesn't mean quantity, but chayim means quality. Thus, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki hi orech yamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me quantity of years, orech yamim, give me long years, ushnos chayim, and life full of living. Quality of years, quality of life. I want both. That's what I ask you for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to live a long life quantitatively, and from those quantitative years, I want them to be full of quality. And thus the Pasuk says, Ki hi orech yamim, a reference to quantity, ushnos chayim, a reference to quality. Last week, we were in Mevarech the Chodesh, And you may notice there seems to be a certain inconsistency that we ask in the in Mevarchem HaChodesh. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this Chodesh should be Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Tova, Chaim Shal. Everything we ask for is a life of. Now, if you go back to the opening stanza and the opening verse or the opening phrase that we say, Yiyah Chodesh Hazeh, this month should be. So if we're asking that this month should be full of great news, Besuros Tovos, Shmuos Tovos, Yeshuos Venechamos, Gula Shlema, Krova Lavo, why do we then ask for Chaim, a life full of? If we're just asking for this month, so why are the stories saying Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Tova, Chaim Shal Tova? What's the Chaim? So the Leiv Simcha, the great Gera Rebbe, explains just this as the Netziv does, as the Chassam Sofer does, as the Geshra Chaim does. That yes, we're asking that this month, quantitatively, should be full of quality. That the word Chaim doesn't mean life in terms of quantity, but we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu every month, Shabbos Mevarchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the energy, give me the strength that this month shouldn't just be another month, but it should be a month of Chaim. It should be a month Asher Chai. It should be a month of life and a full of excitement, enthusiasm, of passion, of really living. And with that, I conclude with the Netziv says at the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe the last day of his life. And Moshe tells the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael his last will and his testament. And the famous last words are, Uvacharta b'chayim. Choose life. Now let me ask you, do we choose life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how many years we'll be here for. Uvacharta b'chayim, that's not up to us. That seems to be a very presumptuous remark to say, v'charta v'chaim, we should choose life. It's not within our hands to choose how many years we're here for. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. We do whatever we can. We stay healthy. We protect ourselves. We take care of ourselves physically, spiritually. U'v'charta v'chaim, what is that message telling us? The Netziv, again, his running theme throughout his Sefer, Emek Davar, says, u'v'charta v'chaim, it's true you don't choose the quantity of years that you're here. But you absolutely do choose life. It's up to you to be bocher b'chayim, because chayim cannot be translated as quantity of years. That's orech yamin. But chayim means quality of life. You choose the quality of life that you live. It's up to you. Exactly like we say in Mevarchem HaChodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us chayim shal shalom, chayim shal bracha, chayim shal tova, chayim shal yerushalayim, chayim shal avas haTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us a life that's so full of quality, that's so meaningful, that's so precious to us, that's full of naches, that's full of yeshuos. Yes, there are going to be ups and downs and trials and tribulations and highs and lows, but allow it to be alive, allow it to be full of chayim. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people on the last day of his life, uvacharta v'chayim, you choose life, not the quantity, that's not in your hands. That's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're living a quality of life, that's your choice. Uvacharta v'chaim, choose life. It's up to you. L'chaim, live. I'll conclude with a very meaningful story to me that I like to quote. I don't know if I've said it here, but at the end of his life, Moshe Feinstein got in the ambulance. The last time he would be in his apartment, he got in with his son, the great Reb Reuven Feinstein. And as Moshe was lying in the ambulance and reaching closer to the hospital, he turned to his son and he said to Reb Reuven, Reb Reuven recounts this story word for word. He said to his father, Echab nish kain koyach, I have no strength. Reb Reuven says he never once heard his father say, I have no strength. Not once did he say that. And then Reb Reuven says, less than 2 minutes later, Reb Moshe passed away. Reb Moshe lived life exactly the way that we describe it. Full of quality, full of passion. Reb Moshe didn't have tzaras, he sure did. He lost his son-in-law, he had plenty of tzaras. Reb Moshe had plenty of tzaras, plenty of difficulties. He had plenty of people who wanted him and didn't want him to do what he was doing. He struggled mightily. He offered piskei halacha and paskin on major shailas. It wasn't peachy for Reb Moshe when he wrote a tshuva. He suffered mightily from people. People wanted his head, because he paskined on certain issues, major issues, right? On issues relating IVF and IUI, issues relating to end of life, where he paskined with broad shoulders and people spoke out against him. But Reb Ruvain said he knew when his father said, Echab nishkein koyach, I have no strength. That was it for Reb Moshe. Because Reb Moshe lived the life of Avram and of Adam HaRishon. Asher chai, he was alive. He lived the life that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to live. Uvacharta v'chaim, choose life. He lived the life of David HaMelech and Yonah HaNavi, who struggled and had difficulties, who had very, very painful, difficult lives. But nonetheless, sa'uni v'tluni them. I want another breath of air. And as David HaMelech says, Yosor Yisrani ka, v'lamavis lo nasani, I want to be here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with all the pain and the suffering, the struggles and the difficulties and the challenges. Thus, something to think about, to consider and to contemplate. Certainly with all the challenges and difficulties we've had the last three quarters of a year, and Mirtz Hashem, it should end soon. We have to remember and to think very hard and to recognize what we have. And yes, with all the ups and the downs and with all the struggles, we have to remember that we're here. And Asher Chai, we're alive, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every breath of air that we have. Mode ani lefanecha. Melech Chai V'Kayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our job is to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Chai V'Kayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive. It's our job to be Chai V'Kayam. We wake up every single morning, the first thing that we say, Mode Ani Lefanecha. Melech Chai V'Kayam. Shechazar Tebinish Masi Bechemla. Rabba Munasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all the difficulties, with all the hardships that we have, can't see our family so easily, can't get around so easily. Every day is hard. But nonetheless, Chai V'Kayim, we're alive with all the Yisurim, with all the tribulations, with all the trials, with all the difficulties. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're still here. We love you. We thank you. And we will continue to live our life, not just the quantity of years, but in Mirtz Hashem, with quality of life for ourselves, for our family, by helping other people, by giving to others. That should give us the chios, the life, the excitement, the enthusiasm that we need. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be able to continue to rise to the occasion. It's not easy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to be successful in being able to appreciate what we have. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Mirtz Hashem.